WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. If you're feeling like your inner critic is running a 24/7 negativity campaign, well, I feel you. We all have that voice in our heads sometimes, whispering doubts, anxieties, and just general bad vibes. But guess what? You've got another voice inside you, a powerful one that can drown out the noise. That's the voice of positive affirmations. Today, we're diving into the surprisingly effective world of positive affirmations. They're not just some fluffy, feel-good gimmick. They're powerful tools that can actually rewire your brain and change the way you think about yourself and the world. Think of it like this. If your negative thoughts are a broken record stuck on repeat, affirmations are like putting on a brand new song. One that's filled with confidence, self-love, and optimism. Here's what we're gonna unpack today. 5 key takeaways to supercharge your affirmation game. A relatable story about how affirmations helped me. Yes, even yours truly. Conquer a fear, and some actionable tips you can start using right now. So get ready, because we're about to unleash the power of positive thinking. First off, remember that consistency is key. It's not about saying an affirmation once and expecting magic. Think of it like working out. You wouldn't expect to see results after a single session, right? Affirmations work best when you make them a regular part of your routine. Start small, maybe 5 minutes in the morning or before bed, and gradually increase the time as you feel more comfortable. Second, make them personal and specific. Generic affirmations like, "I am successful," can feel kinda blah. Instead, tailor them to your specific goals and aspirations. So, if you're aiming for that promotion, try something like, "I am capable and confident in my abilities, and I am worthy of this opportunity." Third, feel it. This is where a lot of people miss the mark. Saying affirmations without truly embodying the feelings behind them is like reciting lines in a play. You're going through the motions but not really connecting with the story. When you say your affirmation, visualize yourself already living that truth. Feel the confidence, the joy, the sense of accomplishment. Fourth, challenge your negative thoughts. Ever notice how those pesky doubts always seem to pop up when you're trying to be positive? That's because they're like stubborn weeds that need weeding out. When a negative thought creeps in, counter it with a powerful affirmation. Remember, you have the power to choose which thoughts you focus on. Finally, celebrate your progress. Don't just keep saying affirmations and hoping for a miracle. Take note of the positive changes happening in your life, big or small. Did you handle that stressful situation with more grace than usual? Did you accomplish something you thought was out of reach? Give yourself credit and acknowledge how far you've come. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine I'm standing on stage, about to give a presentation to a room full of people. You know the kind of feeling, heart racing, palms sweating, thinking, "What if I forget everything?" That was me a few months back, just before giving a talk at an event. Now, normally, my anxiety would take over and leave me fumbling through words, but this time, I had a secret weapon, affirmations. In the moments leading up to the presentation, I kept repeating to myself, "I am confident, articulate, and ready to share my message with the world." And guess what? It worked. Not only did I deliver the presentation with more confidence than I ever thought possible, but I also received tons of positive feedback afterward. That experience taught me the profound power of affirmations. They can literally change your reality if you believe in them. So, are you ready to unlock your own potential? Remember, consistency is key. Make affirmations personal and specific. Feel them with every fiber of your being. Challenge those negative thoughts head-on, and celebrate your progress along the way. Today's episode has left us armed with a powerful weapon against negativity, the power of positive affirmations. So go forth. Embrace these words as your mantra, and watch as they transform your mindset and empower you to live a life filled with confidence, joy, and purpose. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Until next time, keep it stoic, keep it positive, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.